automatic
one. None of their business. It's none of their business what kind
so
of gun.
So back in the 1930s when they outlawed Tommy guns.
Money, and they won't have anything over you anymore.
One down our throat. And how about worldwide gun
restrictions? Who swore an oath to do just that?
In a federal constitution, you would expect them to disobey that order. How would that work?
That's correct.
Of the Sheriff Mac Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Bushman, CEO of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I also have the founder and president, sits on our advisory board as well, Sheriff Richard Mack, coming up with me in minutes. We're going to talk about the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, which sadly in America has become judge, jury, and executioner, literally stealing people's homes, all their assets, ruining their lives, throwing them in jail. It's so bad, it's to the point where by my father's grave is a headstone that says, cause of death, IRS. You got it. Myself and the good sheriff will talk about it with our guest in mere seconds, right here on the Sheriff Mac Show from Brighteon.tv.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
You want to see Uncensored Truth, go to Brighteon.tv. They're a great partner with us and His Glory. We love them. We love everything that Mike is doing. And go there for truth. Brighteon.tv. God bless you.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, on your radio and TV, and the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, on your TV as well. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's great to be back with you on the Sheriff Mack Show, and it's a wonderful, beautiful Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is. It's freezing cold where I live, though, but you know what? We're getting much needed snow.
Yes, in fact, I needed to tell you this and remind you of this. I was in snow country. I was in Utah last night at the Christmas going away party. It was more of a Christmas party for all of the employees at Beaver County in Utah, of course, for Sheriff Cameron Noel, who is now retiring. And I presented him last night, kind of surprised him, I guess. But he did awards for his employees. He did about six awards for outstanding service, and one was particularly interesting, a deputy sheriff who threw himself in the way to save a couple of children who were being kidnapped. And he literally rammed his vehicle into the escaping vehicle and probably saved the lives of two children. And so anyway, he was honored, and several others. And then after that, I spoke. Well, I spoke first, and then I did the award, the Lifetime CSPOA Lifetime Achievement Award for Sheriff Cameron Noel, who has been quite involved with us at the CSPOA for the past 12 years. And you
know
him well.
That is incredible. You know what's interesting about Cameron Noel? This guy has a, you know, significant service career as a sheriff.
Yes.
He then retires. And instead of having a celebration for him or to honor him, he goes and celebrates all of his employees. What a class act, Sheriff.
Yeah, he really is. And it was a great event, great dinner. And then I hustled back to Las Vegas, where I am right now, because we have some business here this morning with AFLDS stuff. And my wife told me to get some sleep, and I guess I did a little. But Sam, it's wonderful to be around so many people last night, and Sheriff Noel and his wife, Jean, to honor the Constitution, honor the profession of law enforcement. It was a very positive night, and it ended on a very positive note with Sheriff Cameron Noel getting the CSPOA plaque of Lifetime Achievement. And I read an excerpt from the letter that all 29 sheriffs, and Sam, this letter needs to be used in maybe talking with other sheriffs in the country, but also talking to other Utah sheriffs, because it quotes the Declaration of Independence. It talks about how the sheriffs and public employees are here to save the Constitution and to protect rights. It was, it sounds like you and I wrote it together, and that needs to be put out there a lot more, because it is really powerful stuff.
All right. Grab me a copy of that. So it comes from the Utah Sheriff's Association.
Yes. It's what they wrote to Biden about a year ago. That. Yeah. Yeah. But it is powerful. I can't believe how fundamental and constitutional and American this letter is, telling Biden that the Utah sheriffs will not allow any more gun control and violation of any rights. Yeah.
That's incredible. You gotta love it. So a wonderful time was had. The CSPOA, yes. Lifetime Service Award. Is that what we're calling it?
Lifetime Achievement.
Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Cameron N. Noel of Beaver County, Utah, ladies and gentlemen, for 2022, right?
That is correct.
All right. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. Were there a lot of other law enforcement personnel? Were they able to make it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was packed with law enforcement, jailers, a couple of county commissioners. And in fact, I sat right next to one. And the new sheriff coming in, Cody Black, is really on board and told me he wants to work with us, and it, what a great attitude. And, you know, he had to run for office. He was not appointed. He had to run, and he did. And, Sheriff Noel is very good friends with him. Very supportive.
You gotta love it. Beaver County, Utah, ladies and gentlemen, sheriffs are standing up all over the country. There's not enough of them yet, but we're gaining on it every single day because of you, yes. The members of the posse. And thank you so much for all that you do. Quickly to your quote, Sheriff, the Supreme Court greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in America continues, sir.
Yeah, it's really something else because Scalia actually talks about even taxation in my ruling. He said Congress's power to tax will. He's quoting another source here. Congress's power to tax will produce two sets of revenue officers. For example, Brutus who is a nickname for one of the founding fathers, so he could stay anonymous, so the king wouldn't come and kill him. Brutus's assertion in his letter to the New York Journal on December 13, 1787, that the Constitution opens a door to the appointment of a swarm of revenue excise officers to prey upon the honest and industrious part of the community. Well, I guess we have to say maybe that was a mistake the Constitution made, but I don't believe it is. He said it opens the door, but if we had honest public officials, that door would never have been open enough to do what the IRS is doing to us today. And that the founding fathers depended on public officials who swore an oath in God's name to uphold and defend the Constitution. He depended on them to keep their word, and they have not. So today we have Payman, and I'm going to have him give his last name. So Payman, are you there? Welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show. Aha. Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
We'll keep going.
We'll get him on in a second. But yes. Sheriff, this is really interesting about taxation, because remember, understanding not only the Constitution in its pure written form, but understanding the Declaration of Independence, understanding the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist papers, so understanding the debates the Founding Fathers had, learning from their words, learning from the decisions that they made down the line after, as members of legislative bodies and or the president, et cetera, letters they wrote to one another. Truly, if you want to understand America, you got to understand the context in which the founding fathers operated. And then you've got to understand where their leanings were. And let me give you an example. When it came to truth, they wanted truth. When it came to innocence versus guilt, they always were leaning towards or erring on the side of innocence as opposed of guilt. Or as opposed to guilt. Same thing is true with taxation, understanding that they didn't want direct taxes. They wanted indirect taxation. So tariffs at the border were a great tax because it just taxed the citizens of the world to do business with the greatest economic engine ever known. And if they cooperated with free market principles, then the tariffs were very low. If they didn't, then the taxes were higher in an effort to level the playing field with dishonest governments that subsidized against the free market. Well, so these taxes at the borders were great taxes because they didn't directly heap abuse on the backs of the American people. Well, the same thing's true with apportionment taxes. So let's say there's, 4 million people in Utah and there's 330 million people in America. You know, you've got your 4 millionths of your 330 millionths, percentage to pay. Bring it on down to Sam Bushman is one of those people. And I pay my apportionment. I pay my wife's apportionment, the members of my family. And so these apportionment taxes paid directly to the states gave the states authority and power. The general government had their authority from taxes at the border, and government was intended to be small and operate within the scope of those taxes that were clear, simple, transparent, and indirect. And this is what the founding fathers intended. All these other taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, income taxes, whatever, they're all abusive direct taxation that would have the founders turning over in their grave, sir.
Yeah, they fought a war for much less. I mean, really, the Stamp Act had a lot to do with it when they started taxing anything that was made of paper. And so it just kept going. And it was a very small tax. It was like 1%, maybe not even, and maybe just a little bit over that. But it was extremely small. Nothing compared to what we get today. And I've always wondered, Sam, how is it that the United States Congress that says they're defending and working for the American people, how they allow an evil, corrupt, Gestapo-like organization known as the IRS, that the only thing certain in America is the IRS taxation and death. That's the only two things that are certain. And I am tired of hearing that. And then that brings in Sam, which this is very common knowledge, especially people. I'm holding up a $20 bill. And if you read on this, the very top, it says 20, and then it says Federal Reserve Note. What in the hell is a Federal Reserve Note? And then it says down at the bottom, it says $20. Well, What's the difference between $20 and a Federal Reserve note? And why do we have Federal Reserve notes? And why do we have a Federal Reserve? And in the Article 1, Section 8, where it details what Congress powers are and their duties are, what they're supposed to be doing, one of them is that the Congress is supposed to regulate our money and establish the value of our money. And so then you look, and it's actually an organization called the Federal Reserve that somehow Congress appointed to take care of the monetary system of America. Can Congress do that? And if they are doing it, is there any oversight to make sure that this Federal Reserve bureaucracy is actually doing their job instead of doing a number on the American people? And so there's so many questions there, Sam, and there's so much corruption behind that. And how is it that the IRS now is a power unto themselves, where I will tell you, I will call out Trent. He was the majority leader of the Senate when I was doing my lawsuit back in 1994. And I was invited by the NRA to a big luncheon in Washington, D.C. And I was seated at a table with, was his name, Senator Phil Graham. Trent Lott was immediately sitting to my left. Orrin Hatch was sitting at the same table, your old buddy. And then everyone at the table were United States senators except me. And it was a round table, and there was about six of us. And I cannot believe it. What he said, I said, Senator, you're the leader of the Senate. When are we going to do something about the Gestapo of America? And he said, it'll never happen. We're just as afraid of them as everybody else. And I said, you got what? And I was startled that he said that. Yes. Okay, Sam, I believe we have.
Well, hold on, because it just shows really quick, because it just shows, though, how out of control these unconstitutional government agencies have become. They have literally blurred the separations of powers. They have violated the consent of the governed, and they have become judge, jury, and executioner. And, you know, Ezra Taft Benson, the former Secretary of Agriculture, wrote a book called An Enemy Hath Done This, Sheriff. Yeah. And in that book, he said, one day, hopefully the American people will realize they have been played for suckers. That's going on. And right. He was referring specifically to Social Security at the time, but I maintain it relates to the Internal Revenue Service as well. Payman, welcome to the broadcast. How do you say your last name?
What the heck is Sam, but Payman would be good. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right, let's catch everybody up then. You come from a Jewish family and grew up in Iran?
Yes. I went to 9 years of Jewish school. Most of my relatives emigrated to Israel in 1950s and 60s, been there many times, but I'm very much anti-Zionist and pro-freedom.
And you came to America in 1977, right?
Yes.
So you've been here for a long time. You got an incredible education along the way in finance and a whole lot more, right?
Yes, I got my degree in business in 1992. I got introduced to income tax fraud. The Federal Reserve is privately owned. The New World Order, the whole world of truth beyond basic freedom and libertarianism, which I knew about when I came to America in 1977 at age 14.
Then you eventually became the president and founder of Freedom Law School, livefreenow.org. You're a member of the Libertarian Party and more. Tell us about the Freedom Law School.
Well, I started teaching in 1994, whatever little I knew about income tax and the Constitution at the time. That's just actually about the same time I met Sheriff Richard Mack at an event in San Jose, California. So I was just teaching a little bit of what I knew, and people liked it. And I realized that there was a need to teach Americans about the basics of the U.S. Constitution, the law, our rights, and basic fundamental procedures, how to assert our rights and defend our freedoms. And that what led to Freedom Law School, which I found in January 1st, 1996.
Sheriff?
And what's the purpose of all that? What's the purpose of the Freedom Law School? And what's your purpose? And what's your main calling card? What is it that you do?
Well, back in 1992, I went to a meeting after I heard this lady on talk radio in LA that no law requires the average American to file income tax. As a libertarian, I thought that's great. That's how it should be, but that's not the way it seems because most people seem to file income tax. Anyways, I didn't, and I didn't understand it. So I went there, and I was blown away by what she showed me about the law. Not opinion, not, right. You know, someone's interpretations, but the actual laws. And so right. I thought, wow, there's a solution. As a libertarian, I thought, why these the Republicans and Republicrats, you know, they get all the money. Where the money there should be getting is from us to libertarians who get our country back. So we no longer should be paying our enemies to destroy us, okay, through the IRS. And now we have more money for ourselves and our families. And we have money to fund political campaigns of real statesmen that stand for freedom and constitution for American people. So that was my vision back in 1992. I started teaching whatever I knew to spread the word to other people. And over the course of 30 years now, things have developed and grown. And thanks to internet now, I'm able to show people clearly why the only people by law, according to government's own official legal websites, who are supposed to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers, and that's it. The rest of us can literally fund the federal government.
How about also like territories like Guam and Puerto Rico? And is that not include them? Or no, it doesn't include them either?
Only the federal workers in those four territories. U.S. territories, okay. They're supposed to have pay Social Security taxes. That's it.
So how have we gotten to where we are today then? For heaven's sakes, the IRS completely out of control, very evil. And in fact, you said something very similar to what I've said. I will make this very clear to you and the rest of the world. I've said it on this show before. I believe that the greatest threat or enemy, to America is our own federal government.
That's right. We don't have to worry about the Chinese and Russians and North Korea and all that outside. The enemies within the gates, that's the enemy we need to defund. And we've been doing it, Sam, through deception, just like the Corona hoax, just like most sheriffs in this country who enforced the Brady Bill gun control law. They were deceived into believing that they had to enforce the Brady Bill gun control back in early 1990s when they did not lawfully have to do so. It starts with deception.
You're right there.
Sam, with deception, but it also starts with abusive overreach, as some would say, of government. I would say criminal activity. You know, when Bill Clinton tried to literally threaten and intimidate Sheriff Mack with arrest, et cetera, before Sheriff Mack beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. You know, this is the efforts they try to do. They try to use intimidation. They try to use deception. And they then use that by force. And the sad part, Payman, is everyone I know, with few exceptions, who have taken on the IRS, winds up losing everything they have. Okay, they lose their house, they lose their bank accounts, they usually end up getting divorced and lose their relationships from family members. They usually come out of the other side very broken, so much so that even literally beside my father's gravestone is another gravestone. The headstone reads, cause of death, IRS. I kid you not. I've told people this, they don't believe me, and I've actually sent out a photo of it. because it's so abusive. They've become judge, jury, and executioner to the point where Richard Mack just told a story before you came on talking about how even the senators, blatantly, some of them admit they're afraid of the IRS also, that it's an out-of-control rogue agency that simply cares nothing for the law. And so I don't mean to put, sour grapes into this, but I will say this, it's a very tough debate that's been going on for literally my whole lifetime. I remember 30 years ago, almost, interviewing Erwin Schiff and many others about the IRS. I know friends who have taken them on and very few have won. What's the difference in what you're speaking of versus my experience, sir?
Well, wait a minute. Wait. We're coming to a hard break, Paymon, so we want you to get into that right after the break. And we're glad you're here. Thanks so much for being with us on the Sheriff Mack Show. Folks, we're headed to a break. We'll take a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back with you. This is the Sheriff Mack Show on Brighteon TV.
And if you want to learn more, livefreenow.org is Paymon's website. For his Freedom Law School.
We love Brighteon TV. We are so excited that they are bringing quality content to the American public that has been starving for this stuff due to all the censorship.
I know, it's amazing how necessity is the mother of invention, and as much as we hate the censorship, it's amazing because Brighteon, things like Brighteon, come into fruition, and so we're really excited about that. We're Spiro Pictures. This is Joy, my wife, and I am Mr. Joy. I'm Matt there, and we're filmmakers, and we make what documentaries do we make, babe?
We've done Reawakening series. We've done the Trump I Know, and we have done Selection Code.
Yep. And so we're just going to sign out and say bye, but we love Brighteon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CallyKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheriff Mack Show. We're talking to Paymon. He is the founder and president of the Freedom Law School, livefreenow.org. We're going to be talking in a minute about his incredible rally coming up, the Restore Freedom Rally. It's in Orlando, January 20th through the 23rd. And it's at restorefreedomrally.org to learn more. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So right before the pause, Paymon, I had said, hey, you know what? A lot of people get beat up by the IRS, wrongfully so, I agree. But help us understand the difference in the education that you've uncovered, sir.
Well, first of all, the fact that I have not filed and paid any income tax for 30 years, IRS well knows it. And IRS has attacked me, but never tried to put me in prison. That in itself says a lot, doesn't it? They've attacked me for over $600,000 of taxes in 2009, for 13 years of taxes. And it took me close to 2 years to have the IRS's own appeal office and the tax board zero out all of those tax liens. So there's obviously something different than what I'm doing than all these other guys like Urban Schiff and Larkin Rose and Sherry Jackson. All three of them, what they have in common, they did not listen to me. I try to help all three of them, educate them, to work with them. They all declined my education and my support. So besides that, I got great news to tell you guys. I remember in 1960s and 70s, none of us believed that the Soviet communist empire would collapse of its own weight from the inside, but it did implode. Yep. I'm telling you guys this, you can go to my Odyssey channel on Rumble of Freedom also. I did a presentation recently. IRS auditors themselves have said, IRS management, in 2016 or before, decided to leave 99.9% of repeat non-filers alone. Yes, the Soviet Empire was very powerful in 1920s and through 1960s, ruthless. But in the 70s, they start imploding, and that ended in 1991, when it all imploded. And the IRS used to come after over a million non-filers back in 2009, or 2016, that number was down to under 1,000. So this is not the same IRS that you and I knew. So the thing is, that's why I'm able now to offer people the opportunity to literally defund the criminals in DC, which is our right and our duty to petition our congressmen, write to them and say, here's the law from government's own official legal websites, the US Supreme Court, the laws published by Congress, and the US Treasury regulations only. They all clearly say, I am not required to file income tax. Show me where I'm wrong, and I will pay my fair share of taxes. Otherwise, you need to take action, and I'm not going to give you money anymore. That's what we're doing right now. With that, I can guarantee everybody you're not paying any more dime to these criminals. And I'll guarantee if they ever take your money, Freedom Muscle will reimburse you. That's how much I got this thing wired down right now, Sam.
Wow. You're muted or something, Sam. Can you hear me?
How do people have to learn? Do you have to learn, or just have you take care of it for them? What's kind of the process for folks?
Yeah, what do you offer? If I take your advice, what do you offer me? What's the offer to anybody?
I just created a plan less than a year ago called the Restore Freedom Plan, which literally it is the plan to restore America by defunding the swamp that we have been voluntarily funding for decades in mass. We need to defund them and then use those funds to provide for your family better. Every one of us needs more funds for our families, and take a portion of that to fund the entire freedom movement. That's why for the first time, I'm actually starting to actually send funds out to organizations and leaders to support them, because they need support like you do, like Richard does. That's why, Richard, I gave you yes when he asked me to sponsor you. I said, I'd love to sponsor you and Del Bigtree and all those other great people, because that's what we need to do. We need the funding of our money coming to the freedom movement versus our enemies.
Well, one thing that's very fundamental with this whole thing to me, and why I support what you're doing, is very fundamental, and that is this. The IRS and the United States Congress violate one of the most key God-given rights that all of us are born with, and that is to control and enjoy the fruits of our labor. That is a right of mine. The fruit of my labor belongs to me, not to the government, not to my neighbors. It belongs to me. And that's what the United States Congress has destroyed by using the IRS to be their hitman, their Gestapo agents, to come after people to make sure that all of us are controlled. The IRS is more about control than anything else. But I absolutely hate that this is going on and that we have become so accustomed and brainwashed that it should be happening to us, that we have completely forgotten our God-given right to the fruit of our own labor.
Sheriff, the intimidation factor is why I'm so opposed to these clowns and goons, because you know what? They only have intimidation as their, I don't know what you want to call it, big stick. They don't have facts. Right. They don't have law. All they have is their intimidation tactics that will crush you. Congress has created an unaccountable behemoth judge, jury, and executioner, Payman.
Well, here's the great news, my friends. I used to believe that myself until about 3 years ago, when the laws became available for free on internet on government's own legal official websites. There, I finally got into what's called definition terms. You know, its definitions are key. You know, for example, you know that if you die within 2 weeks of the corona jab, they will count you as being died unvaccinated. Supposedly, because the vaccine does not take effect for 2 weeks, you know, that means if you get the jab and die the next hour or next day, you did not die of the jab, but you died of the unvaccinated status of you. This is an example of how they use definitions to deceive. So I found the same thing going with the law. When I found the word trade or business is defined as performing functions of public office, I thought, that's strange. Why don't they mention any business? A plumber, you know, electrician. Of all the things they could mention in law, it includes performers and functions of public office. So I started researching. I thought, wait a minute, this is deliberate. This means trade or business is only performing functions of public office. Then I looked at the term United States, which is defined as states and the District of Columbia. And then states are defined as District of Columbia again. So, whoa, wait a minute. District of Columbia plus District of Columbia still adds up to say the DC. So I thought, wait a minute, this is amazing. So what I did next is I found the Supreme Court has clearly said, when it comes to definitions, we have to follow the definition in laws versus our common understanding of the terms. And tax laws, it's even further restricted. The Supreme Court said that it's well established that the tax law must clearly and specifically show what's being taxed. Otherwise, it's not taxed. And any doubt goes most strongly against the government's power to tax. Unanimous 9-0 U.S. Supreme Court case. And that's when I was convinced, wow, we've been deceived into thinking we have to pay income tax. Richard, you're right. They shouldn't tax us. They never did. They did that only over Washington, D.C., where the federal government was given exclusive power to legislate any way they want, because D.C. was intended to be a safe place for the federal government to do its business without being under the thumb of one of the states back in 1791. That was intent of giving the federal government, D.C., to have independence. But you see now, they're using deception. When they use the term U.S. income tax return, you're thinking, I used to think, the 50 states, But in law, it only means DC. Back in 1913, it used to include Alaska, Puerto Rico, Philippines, and all U.S. territories. And over the last 100 years, they've taken them all out. It's only D.C. See, so not breaking the law. The law on income tax is clearly constitutional. It just doesn't apply to us in the 50 states. It applies only to D.C. and federal workers only.
That's right. Well, obviously, you have a huge message for everyone. And I will tell you, I actually agree with most of what you have said. I've heard you speak before. I've been at a meeting, several meetings with you in the past, and I've read your stuff. I've watched your videos. The bottom line is what Sam was alluding to earlier. What's going to keep these dishonest criminals and thugs of the IRS from going after me anyway and garnishing my bank account? Do you use any bank accounts in mainstream banks? And if you do, aren't you afraid that the IRS is going to garnish them?
Well, I don't use bank accounts, but I'll answer your question this way. Okay. First of all, you don't ever have to worry about going to prison for taxes because, number one, when you petition the Congress about this issue with a loss quoted and attached, printed out attached to your petition to congressmen, and if they were stupid enough to want to charge you, you go before a jury of 12 Americans to convict you. You can say, look, I follow the law as published on government's legal websites, and I wrote to my lawmakers, all three, double, triple, quadruple check with them. If I'm wrong, let me know, and I will pay my fair share of taxes. None of them corrected me. Obviously, I was right. Here it is. Look at the letters, petition to congressmen, jury members. You decide if I'm trying to break the law. Well, you know, the government lawyers are not stupid. They're not going to want to let the jury see that not only you're innocent, but they're the criminals right there in the courtroom. So they never even charge you in the first place. Yeah. That's why they never come after me, because they would not want to give me a classroom to bring the jury to our side. So we protect our members, number one, this way you don't ever worry about going to prison. Number one. Number two, I've beaten the IRS myself and my students because they know the law and legal procedure better than tax attorneys. I teach tax attorneys these techniques, things that I know. But now with this way, with the law on our side, it's even better. But number four, I just discovered about a month ago by studying the Treasury Inspector General reports. These are the auditors of the government, IRS.
Right.
They're saying the IRS is so busy and understaffed to handle filers that they made a management decision to leave non-filers alone. Let me add this. They said in the report for every dollar.
Yeah, but they just added, they're adding 87,000 more agents.
That means nothing. I'll tell you why. IRS has about 75,000 agents, Richard. And the report says, IRS says the next 6 years, they will lose about 52,000 of them. Almost two thirds of
that. I think they should lose them all.
And this 87,000 is 2,700 per year. In 10 years. It's not a
right, let's move along quickly because we're about out of time. I've got one quick question, and then I want to move to your event coming up because it's really impressive. When you look at the list of speakers, it is amazing. Sheriff Mack obviously will be one of the speakers as well. But Joe Bannister is a good friend of mine. Sherry Jackson, good friend of mine. Both of them speak out boldly, too, about the abuses of the IRS and acknowledge the reality that we agree with that, you know what, they don't have any authority to tax. How do they fit into this, and what's their thoughts in relation to the information that you share, Payman?
Well, Sherry, unfortunately, went to prison, and that took a lot of steam out of her because she didn't listen to me. I tried to lovingly help her, educate her back in 2000 to come to annual meetings I had with all the leaders of movement to learn from each other. She refused to my offer. Okay, and Joe, I have not been in touch with him. He's very much an introvert, quiet, shy guy. He hasn't called me back lately. You know, look, I'm only one guy, but I can't control all the personalities and movement that are out right. there. All I can do is tell the truth, tell you it's in the government's own official websites, have you write petitions, ask your lawmakers to correct you if you're wrong. And I'll give you the guarantee. I give you the guarantee, but they got to come to the Restore Freedom rally, because that's when on Monday, the 23rd, I'll give them the whole big picture. You're going to be like literally deprogrammed of the lies, and you're going to be like Neo in the Matrix, who has his back of his head plugged in, wakes up, and says, I know Kung Fu. You'll know Kung Fu in the IRS when you be there to Restore Freedom rally. And Monday, the 23rd, you're going to get the whole download.
Okay.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, it's an upcoming event. It's going to be in Orlando International Airport Holiday Inn, January 20th through the 23rd. Get your tickets today, restorefreedomrally.org. Sheriff?
Yeah, that's what I was going to make sure that everybody knew where that was. And maybe you ought to share some of the other speakers besides you and me.
Well, we have Dr. Judy Makovits. Talking about the corruption of the medical system. If you could get a list of flyer, please. And we have, besides Del Bigtree, we have, bring it up, please. Let's see.
Lee Merritt.
Lee Merritt, the former president of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. She'll be speaking there. We have Joshua Yoder, who is the pilot's that are fighting the Corona hoax mandate, the jab. We're having Dave Sumrall tell us about what really happened on January 6th, the truth that we've kept from us. We have Dr. Juliet Engel speak about how the CIA has been involved in child kidnapping and torture, sexual abuse. She was a victim herself. Richard Gage will tell us about 9/11. Well, that was a treasonous act. It was an inside job because it was done with controlled demolitions, now by some Arab terrorists out there, supposedly. And Pastor Dan Fisher will tell us about the role of churches. The churches has been muzzled. And it was not for
Amen
the churches
to that, sir.
Involved. You know, like the Black Hawk Regiment, we'd never have a revolution in a country like we have today. So many more folks, you can see them all listed at restorefreedomrally.org. And I invite people.
Let me tell you,
children and grandchildren.
Let me tell you one other person that's going to be there, which is pretty cool. Jason Cisneros is going to be there. He's a serial entrepreneur. Jason works with Lee Dundas and others. They're putting together an incredible new website to take on Amazon and others, where people can participate and patriots can do business with patriots and a whole lot more. That's something really to be cognizant of as well, Peyton.
Yes, Jason has been speaking at our event last time. He's such an amazing, dynamic speaker. We invite him to come again. But the thing is, you know, about this rally is that I see average age of attendees, Sam, is about 60. I'm thinking, where are your children? Where are your grandchildren, you folks in Social Security? Bring them with you, okay? We make the program free for anybody 13 under, 10 bucks for anybody under 18, under 30 get a special discount. We need to not just come ourselves, but bring our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews with us.
Yeah. Well, we need to deprogram them, that's for sure.
Amen to that. And there's a headline that's interesting. U.S. household wealth loss sees second fastest decline in U.S. history under Joe Biden, Gateway Pundit. People are losing their money left and right and don't know what to do. And if we could get this tax burden off of our back, Sheriff, this could be a huge economic boom, right?
I've said that all along, Sam, that we need to stop, as you said, Paymon, we need to stop funding our enemy, stop funding our own destruction. You have about 30 seconds to give a final thought to anybody, and then we've got to get out of here.
Well, if they cannot come in person to Orlando, Florida, in January 20th and 23rd, they can watch it streaming online at RestoreFreedomRally.org. So that option is available for those people who cannot be there in person.
So what's your website now for everybody?
RestoreFreedomRally.org is for the event, and Freedom Mosque's website is livefreenow.org.
And that comes from the libertarian principle, Sheriff Mack, where, you know what, we just want people to leave us alone. Just don't hurt me. Just don't take my stuff. Just leave me alone. And that especially applies to the IRS. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Sheriff Mack Show. Become a member of the posse today. Support all we're doing, please. CSPOA.org. Check out our new and improved website as well. And thanks so much from all of us on the Sheriff Mack Show.